Hey, man. Whatever it takes, get it working again. If this device doesn't work, we have to shut everything down and go after some other kind of work.
I hope so. But without the spare parts, it won't be easy to do, Mr. Jehan Bach.
I'll just take a look at it. Maybe it won't need any parts. Check the electricity. You know.
Hello, sir.
Hello there. It's taken care of.
No offense, sir, but I had a question.
Is it a technical question?
No, sir, it's physical. I wanted to know what it is you did to get so skinny. I'm tired of being fat.
Well, my friend, do you really want a body like mine? Do you want to melt this away, or are you just talking?
No, I swear to you, I'm serious.
Very well. Remind me to give you the business card of the doctor that I go to. In 2 months, he'll do something like that ice left out in the sun. You'll get so skinny you won't believe it. Go on, I'll give you his card.
Thank you very
much. Work is important too.
Sure.
Work makes you skinny too.
What happened?
Nothing, man. That device is broken, this one's not working either, and they can't figure out what's wrong with it.
But this was working yesterday morning.
I don't know, sir. No matter what we do, it won't start.
Oh, man.
It's their own doing, man.
What?
It's their own doing. When their salaries fall behind a couple of months, they take it out on the equipment. The other time, they moved around the wires behind the conductors. No matter how much we looked, we couldn't find it. Never mind the hit that the production took.
Excuse me, sir, but you can't accuse me of these things. I'm not that type. I earn an honest living.
No way, Hashem. What he was saying didn't refer to you. Mr. John Box has become really pessimistic about everything ever since he's gone on a diet. Don't take it to heart.
No, brother, we call this being realistic, man. I'm not talking to you. Get on with your work.
Yeah, so it's going to be fixed?
Mr. Faruzenfar, the electrical system and the PIC have no problems. It's working fine. It's a mechanical problem.
If it's a mechanical problem, then we'll need parts, and we don't have spare parts. So we have to shut down.
Man, what do you mean shut down? What are we doing here? You'll get it working, huh?
Hopefully. Put your trust in God.
Yeah, man, he'll get it going. Don't worry about it.
Follow up and let me know.
Yeah, brother, don't worry. Let's go.
Oh, man. That's all we needed.
As far as I remember, your dearly departed uncle was looking to get rid of some of the equipment, to buy some new equipment to replace them. Anyhow, Pazad, we can't just sit on our hands. The truth is, if these equipments aren't replaced, what are we going to say to all these people that lose their jobs when we close the factory?
Nothing. What do you want to say? We have to shut the factory down and give the employees a month off without pay so that they'll go until we figure out what to do with the equipment.
What are you saying? Have you lost your mind? Hey, they'll start a riot like you won't believe. Right now, they're already complaining because their wages have fallen behind. Never mind if we want to go ahead and fight.
So let them complain. I can't ruin my own life because of their salaries. Look, Manucha, this situation that you see we're in right now has started during the time of my uncle. And if we've managed to keep things going until now, it's because of all my hard efforts. You get it?
That's right. Very well. Now, don't be in a rush. We'll eventually find a way through all of this.
But how?
Look, I've already asked around. They're producing these parts in our very own country. We just need to spend a bit of money to get hold of
them. What money am I supposed to spend, Manucha? It seems you think I'm sitting on a treasure.
What do I know?
We've only got one way. We have to take the broken parts, buy a ticket and go to China and get them to repair the parts. Anyhow, even if you want to buy new parts, we still have to buy Chinese-made. Look at me, so that it won't cost too much, eh?
Come on, man, you're talking about Chinese parts. In a few days, we'll be back in the same mess we're in now. Instead of wasting time, it's better if you spend a little money and buy quality parts, my friend.
Just hold on for a minute. Let me see who this is. Yes?
Is that Mr. Pazad Faruzenfar?
Yes, that's me. What do you want?
My name's Bayat. I was the attorney of the late Hassan Faruzenfar. I offer my condolences. Bless his soul.
God bless your departed loved ones as well, Mr.
I told you, it's Bayat.
Mr. Bayat, as far
as I remember, my uncle didn't have a personal attorney.
Yes, he did. If you recall, a few months before he passed away, we saw each other in the factory.
Well, anyhow, I'm at your service.
I call to schedule an appointment with you in order to read Mr. Faruzanfar's will.
Did you say his will?
Yes, he left a sealed will in my possession.
And with his passing away, it has to be given to his family.
That's right. If you could just be kind enough to give me a bit of time so I can talk to the family about it, can you do that?
That's no problem. It's just that all the members of the family have to be there, especially his sister,
Miss Fatima Faruzanfar.
All right, sure, of course.
So I'll be waiting for your call. Goodbye.
Goodbye for now.
Who was it, Bizet? What's the story with the will, huh? I'm talking to you.
Just wait a few days, and everything will be clear.
How are you, Feridun? You better?
Yes. I've gotten used to these long and repetitive pains by now.
But this isn't right. This time you have to get treated properly, and I don't want any excuses.
No.
Why not?
I want to be sick so you'll always take care of me.
Really?
Mm.
And do they call that flattery or honesty?
Neither one. It's just blabbering.
You just be fine and healthy, darling. And I promise to take care of you forever.
Now what's that? Honesty or flattery?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing, Doctor?
I'm fine, thanks. Well, Feridun, I told them to put the results of the PRCP on a disc for you, so you can consult with someone else about this if you'd like to do that.
Then be kind enough to tell them to put the MRI and CT scan on a disc too. That'd
of course,
be great.
Why
Doctor,
not?
Excuse me, what exactly is the problem?
Man, it's nothing. It's just a simple infection in the pancreas. It'll be treated, it'll be fine. Can I ask you to do something? Go to the accounting department and get my discharge papers so we can go. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Doctor, with your permission, thanks for everything.
No problem.
I'll get changed and come downstairs.
All right.
Thanks a lot. I've been a doctor healing others all my life. Now there's no one that can heal me.
So what do you want to do now?
With the tumor that I saw in the monitor and the liver metastasis, I'll be dead pretty soon, a few months. With surgery, without surgery. How many of these have I operated on? 100? How many did we refer to others? I also have to think about chemotherapy. I'd like to be on my feet these last remaining months, not skinny and weak with a bald head.
All right. All right. You know what's best. But it really wouldn't be a bad idea if you were to consult with some of our colleagues abroad about chemotherapy.
Regarding chemotherapy, I'll get some advice. I'm going to die, but I'll remember that you killed me, you jerk. I'll take care of you in the afterlife.
I'm going. I've got a patient. I'll see you before you leave.
Go get to your work.
Doctor? Excuse me, Doctor. I'm sorry, I'm... Could you tell me exactly what's wrong with Feridun? Please tell me. I have to know. I'm his wife. I have the right. Let me see. Is this illness what he said it was? I don't know. Infection of the pancreas.
The truth is, I don't know if I should tell you or not. But since Feridun is alone and has some difficult days ahead of him, I have no choice but to tell you. Your husband's illness is pancreatic cancer, and it's very advanced. There isn't much that can be done for him.
Oh.
No, Shirin. A diet alone won't work. Someone would have to be at your service from morning to night. To tell you what to do, what not to do, what to eat, what not to eat. Yeah, man, when Manusha was on diet, I had a really hard time. 15 kilos is a lot of weight. No way. He didn't want to do it at all. No, not at all. If he kept getting fatter, he would have gotten 1,000 kinds of illnesses. That's right. If he loses another 5 kilos, he'll be terrific. Look, I'll tell you tomorrow at the office. All right, take care.
Where are you?
All right, goodbye.
Soraya, hello.
Hello, you came home early.
What, you want me to go and come back later?
I'm really happy you've come early. If you see something, you'll be happy too.
What? Who is this?
It's Miss Sadaf. Look how pretty she is. She's 6 months old.
Yeah, she's pretty. Let me see it. Whose baby is she?
She's supposed to be our baby. Aunt Fatima talked to the shelter, and she said if we liked her, we can go to finalize the adoption papers and get her guardianship.
All right, fine. Let me think about it.
What is it that you want to think about? We already spoke about it, Monisher.
Yeah, we talked, but it wasn't supposed to happen this soon.
These are all excuses. To say you don't want to raise someone else's child.
Can I once set foot in this house without you starting something with me? Man, why do you argue with me so much about this? You're driving me crazy.
You didn't have the right to give me hope, Manusher. You don't have the right to lie to me.
What lie did I tell you? I just said you're going a bit too fast. Man, how old are we anyway? We've still got plenty of time for all this.
What's going too fast? I just did what you told me to do.
Man, I made a damn mistake, all right? Eh? You just think a child's a joke. You're just looking at the good times. If it's not one disease, it's another. 1,000 different problems which require 2,000 different treatments. Vaccination on time, constantly buying diapers, I don't know, wanting to sleep for 5 minutes and it starts crying, and with all the pollution nowadays, it's really serious. What are you going to say if it gets sick?
Hello there, Soraya.
Hello, hi there, Aunt Fatima. Are you well?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm not bad, thanks. I talked with Manusher.
And?
He just won't agree to it.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll call the factory then and talk to him there.
No,
he's not at the factory. He just got home.
Well, give him the phone.
Hold on a minute.
Come on.
Manusher? Here. It's Aunt Fatima.
I'm not here.
You think I'm a liar like you? Here, talk to her.
Hello, Aunt.
Hello there, Manusher. How are you doing?
I'd be good if your brother's child would let me.
Which one? Bizarre or Soraya?
Both of them.
Bizarre takes the chance to torture me at the factory, and Soraya gets on my nerves when I'm here.
Whatever problem you've got with Bizarre
has nothing to do with me. But in my opinion, regarding Soraya, you're being unfair. As far as I know, she's accepting the guardianship of that child with your approval. Is it otherwise?
Yes, that's right. But believe me, I never thought it would happen this quickly, that's all.
Look here, Manusher.
No one can force you to take responsibility for a child, but just remember this, that in the next 20 years, we regret the things we didn't do more than the things that we did do. Yes?
Look, Aunt, excuse me, but I just want to have my own child. Is that such a sin?
No.
But God never does anything without a reason. It's possible that a person's child becomes their mortal enemy. But this child that you want to raise might be the light that shines on your entire life.
Well, yes, what you say is right, but that's just one possibility.
Yeah.
Everything in life is a possibility. All of our choices, all of our decisions, our marriage, everything's a possibility. It might turn out to be good, it might turn out to be bad. But the person who's successful is the one that's optimistic about these possibilities.
I know what you say is right, but if you want the truth, I don't want to take a risk at all.
What does risk mean? Risk means danger. What danger could there be regarding a child that you yourself are going to raise? A child you're going to teach.
But, Aunt, I'm really afraid of all of this.
Of course you have the right. I give you the right. Accepting the responsibility for the future of a child...
Of course it's scary. But if you have
self-confidence, that fear will turn into joy. That child can become a huge
purpose in your life. It can give meaning to your life.
Praise God, you really know how to put a person under pressure with your words.
Look here, Manachair. No one's holding a stick over your head.
If you don't want to become a father, then no one can force you. Not me, not anyone else. Think about it. If you change your mind, give me a call.
Sure.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I haven't heard from Sinner in a few days. Have you seen him at all?
No, actually, I haven't had the time. But Horma's gone to see him. She said after quitting, he's got a lot of energy.
Well, thank God. By the way, why don't you tell Horma to come stay with us for a few days? That way, neither one of you will be alone.
I told her several times, but she doesn't want to. She wants her independence.
Miss Homer is a self-made and very respectable lady. She's a truly complete woman. She could make any man happy.
I wish it would happen.
What do you know? Maybe it will.
Do you have someone in mind?
Yeah, one of my friends. He was so caught up with school and work that he never really had time to think about marriage.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Let me think some more about it.
Drop me off around here. I really want to walk a bit.
Don't even think about it. You heard what the doctor said. You have to rest.
Man, taking a simple walk isn't going to kill me.
Could you please not talk about death?
All right, man, I was just joking. You can drop me off anywhere around here.
All right. Well, if it's not a problem, I'll go pay a visit to Homer. If you get tired, call and I'll pick you up.
No, there's no need for that. I'll go on my own. You go take care of your things. Don't worry about me at all, please. Goodbye.
Take care.
I don't know.
Sarur?
Yes?
Do you know someone named Bayat?
Bayat?
Yeah?
No. How come?
Someone called the factory today and said he's Bayat, Hesam's former attorney.
Hesam's attorney?
Yeah.
So, what did he want?
He said he's got a will from my uncle.
What do you mean, a will?
Yeah. In fact, I was surprised, too. Right now, he wants us all to get together so he can read the will.
What did you say to him?
I said, all right, but I told him to give me time to arrange it with the family, then I'll call and tell him to come.
It's impossible. If there were such a thing, Hesam would have told me.
Well, I don't know. They probably made arrangements. not to tell anyone about it.
Even me, who was his wife?
Come on now, Mother. You know how Father was. He probably didn't say anything so you wouldn't get upset.
It's not about that, darling. So I was that much of a stranger. Serve some food to Bezard.
Thank you very much. So what do you say, Sarul? What should I tell him? He's waiting.
Anyhow, if he's got a will, it has to be read. I say we tell him to come.
He can come, but there's no talk of any inheritance until I say so.
No offense, but I'll come, Sarul.
Because of the things people would say. I don't want people to say 1,000 things behind our backs. That before that poor thing's been laid in the ground, we're going after his wealth. You know how people are.
Yes, you're right about the things people would say, but... the situation at the factory is such that we really need to settle up the inheritance.
What does that mean?
It means that in the past 3 months, we've barely been able to keep the factory going. We can't even pay the employees
Is that why you're laying off employees?
That's right. The goods are just sitting in the warehouse. A few of the clients have come and cancelled their contracts. The equipment's broken down. Well, the person that comes and gives you the news, tell him to tell you these things too.
Man, that poor Minutiae's not at fault. I ask him and he answers me.
Look here, Sarur. I'm not trying to gain anything here. But the truth is, there's only one way. And that's to take care of the inheritance. It's the best way to get the factory out of this crisis. You can do what you like.
Give me those fresh herbs.
Here you are.
I don't know. No one listens to what I say. You can do whatever you think is best.
Well, what I've heard is that the process of settling the estate can take a few months at least. You shouldn't be too worried. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Why are you eating it plain, darling? There's some chicken. There we are.
No, I haven't said anything to him. I thought it'd be better if I talked to you first. Please don't cry, Nahid. Nothing has happened yet. God willing, he'll get better. Why not? In fact, I agree with you. I think if Feridun comes there for treatment, it would be much better. You'll be with him, so he won't feel so alone. You know what it is? If I tell him, he might get suspicious. I think it would be better if you invite him. No, he's not home. He's gone for a walk. I'm calling from my sister's house right now. Yeah, call his cell phone. Yes, it's just, Nahid, don't tell him in a way that he figures it out. Thank you, darling. Give my regards to everyone. Goodbye. Why, Homa? Why did this happen? I did everything to build this damn life back up. Why is everything being ruined again? Why does every path I take lead to a dead end?
Oh, my darling. There has to be a way. Science is really advanced now. There's a cure for every illness. Don't do this to yourself.
His doctor said it's too late for any treatment. His illness has advanced too much. Oh, God. Feridun is a good man. He didn't deserve this, Homa. He doesn't deserve it.
I love you so much. We have to be strong right now. Right now, more than anything else, he needs you. I know it's hard. But right now, you have to give him energy and hope. You shouldn't let him lose his spirits.
My darling.
Hello?
Hello.
You're late.
What time is it? Oh, I'm sorry. I got caught up talking to Homer and lost track of time.
Has something happened?
No. How come?
Well, your eyes are red. Were you crying?
No. I mean, yes. I was thinking about my mom on the way here. I really miss her. It'll take time to get used to her absence. Forget it. Have you had dinner?
No, I was waiting for you to come.
So that's why you're grumpy. You haven't had dinner. Let me change my clothes, then I'll fix something for us to eat.
Now, he'd called before you got here.
Really?
Yes.
So, what did she say?
She was insisting that we go stay with her.
Well, well, that's really great. What did you tell her?
Well, I thanked her, but I said we're not going.
How come?
Well, why should we go? For what reason?
What better excuse than a change of atmosphere? Anyhow, shouldn't you have consulted with me? Maybe I wanted to see your children from up close.
Whenever it's the time, you'll see them.
In my opinion, the time is right now. Anyhow, you promised me we'd go on a trip after our marriage. We'll go visit your children. It'll be good for our spirits. What? We're always stuck in this house.
All right, then. Fine. Whatever you say.
I say, now that they've invited us, it's the best time. You've got a passport, and Ahid's supposed to send me a letter of invitation.
What's that? Hold on a minute. Did you talk to each other?
Of course. Did you think she'd call you without talking to me first?
You little devil. You've stolen my children's hearts, too.
You underestimate me, Doctor. My relationship with your children is a lot closer than you think.
It makes me glad to hear it.
I don't get it. Do you plan on eating dinner tonight or not?
How come?
Well, the way you're sitting there staring at me, I can't get my work done.
Fine, I'll go listen to some music then.
May he rest in peace.
I wish I knew why everything got ruined all of a sudden.
Death comes for us sooner or later. There's no question about it.
I'm not superstitious, Bizard, but I don't know why I keep thinking there's a curse on us for all these things to have happened to us.
What curse? Death is a part of life. Or maybe in a way, waking up from the sleep of life.
However much I think about it, I can't understand what made my father so upset that it put pressure on his heart.
Well, Uncle did have heart problems. All that work and the troubles at the factory probably just added to it. Anyhow, thinking about these things other than making a person upset isn't going to solve anything. All of us will eventually one day, for some reason, will have to leave this world of ours. Just like all the ones lying here right now.
Yes. These days I'm really worried and out of sorts. The truth is, there are some other things on my mind that's really preoccupied me.
What things, for example?
Leave it. Talking about it, as you say, won't solve anything.
Look, Baha, you and I have started a new life. So it's better to put away any bitter memories of the past and think about the future.
Of course I am. But before that, I have to find a rational answer for my questions.
What question?
Before my father's death, what did he want to tell me that he couldn't? Maybe if I knew, I'd be better able to come to terms with it. Let's go, Bizard.
Let's go.
You'll eventually have to pay for it, Bizard.
Why aren't you coming, Bizard?
I'm coming. Please forgive me, Uncle.
کدوم جون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا.
تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره. همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چیه.